So there's an upside and a downside to being an independent massage therapist. Upside, no boss. You work for yourself. Downside, no boss. There's no employer to provide health insurance.
So then the Affordable Care Act was coming around and...
Rochelle Lowe, masseuse in Concord.
What I found was it wasn't as affordable as I thought. And the deductibles are outrageous. So at this time, still not insured.
And instead of paying premiums, Lowe has decided to deposit cash in a savings account just in case she has an accident. Like last fall when Lowe got a nasty gash on her face.
It didn't need stitches. It just got super glued. And I thought in those first few moments when I got hurt about not going and taking care of it myself, but I couldn't.
What was the bill?
It was $500.
That was with a discount from the hospital. So far, she's saving money by not having insurance, but it's a big gamble. And when she filled out her tax forms, she couldn't check the box that asks about health insurance. So she's paying a penalty, somewhere around $200. This year, the law requires you to pay $95 or 1% of your income, whichever is greater. So for people like Lowe, and there's still maybe 100,000 in New Hampshire without insurance, so far, it's as though the consumer protections and the subsidized insurance the law provides don't exist. Helping Lowe figure this all out is her accountant, Robin Wells. Wells is hearing from other clients who can't afford insurance.
They're frustrated with still how expensive it is. It's just the penalty they're feeling. It's not fair.
Wells also points out there are other tax implications with the ACA. For example, people who bought subsidized insurance on the federal exchange but who underestimated their income when they bought those plans, they may have to pay some of those subsidies back to Uncle Sam. Nationally, H&R Block says 52% of its customers who bought plans on the exchange are paying back part of their subsidy. Halfway through this tax season, the country's largest tax preparation company said the average subsidy payback its clients were facing was $530. Robin Wells, the CPA, says it's just confusing.
On a scale of totally informed to completely bewildered, how educated do you think people are about how the Affordable Care Act will affect their taxes this year?
Yeah, I don't think anyone but CPAs are really well educated on how it affects it. I mean, I took an 8-hour class just on the tax implications of this year. If my clients get a refund, they don't even care about what they're paying. It's if they owe money, then I go through the explanation of why.
Wells says that's when people have an emotional response, when they have to pay. And in a sense, that's by design. The 20 or so different taxes and subsidies in the Affordable Care Act are a series of financial and psychological levers. Ellen Mira, an economist at the Dartmouth Institute, says those carrots and sticks force you to answer a question. Do I want to pay a tax penalty and hope for the best with my health, or a premium and at least get to go to the doctor?
I mean, in some sense, what the Act does is it changes the norms, and there is sort of a behavioral component. If the norm is that everybody has health insurance coverage, then people start taking it more seriously, and the penalty is one way of making that more salient.
And it'll get more salient as the tax penalty ratchets up over 3 years. It will cap in 2016 at 2.5% of household income. Rochelle Lowe says somewhere along the way, she'll be pushed to buy a plan.
It's the one thing I'm working towards. You know, certainly I have home insurance on my house. I have car insurance for my car. And my son has health insurance through his father, which is great. But I'd like to have health insurance as well.
Lowe hopes to have enough money saved to buy health insurance by the end of this year. If she does, she'll likely still get a tax penalty next year, but not on her 2016 taxes. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.